愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们四月二十号开始有灵恩布道会。
We have spiritual convocation on April 20th.
我们大概还有五个礼拜的时间来预备半年一次的灵恩布道会。
We have about five more weeks to prepare for the spiritual convocation that happens every half year.
主耶稣升天以前给他的门徒两个很重要的托付。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he actually gave his disciples two commandments.
一个就是要往普天下去传福音。
Two missions, and one of them is to preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
那另外一个就是要喂养我的羊。
And the second is to feed his sheep.
那这个就是我们现在教会存在的最重要两个目的。
And this is the most important.The two goals in which why a church exists.
为什么我们换一个更大的会堂？
Why did we change to a bigger church?
因为我们希望能够借着美好的场所能够引导更多人来信主。
Because we want to be able to bring more people to believe in Lord in a good environment.
所以我们投入很多搬到这个地方来。
So we have committed a lot to move here.
我们看我们的会堂还有空位。
We see that there are still empty spaces in the chapel.
那这是神给我们一个机会，也给我们一个恩典，我们一起来努力。
This is the opportunity God has given us and also God's grace, so we need to strive and be more dedicated.
那每一次我们想到宣道的工作，我们常常想不晓得要怎么做。
Every time we think about evangelism, we do not know how to approach it.
我很想要宣道，但是我不晓得怎么做。
I would like to evangelize, but I do not know how to begin.
主耶稣来世界上成为人，给我们设下一个榜样。
Jesus came to this world as a human being and set a good example for us.
就告诉我们做人应该怎么做。
He wants to set a good example to how to be a human being.
那这个做人包括怎么服侍神。
How to be a good person. This includes that how to serve the Lord.
包括怎么做宣道的工作。
And how to evangelize and do the work of evangelism.
我们把主耶稣的一生读得很熟，我们就知道我们应该要怎么来做宣道的工作。
If we're very familiar of the life of Jesus, then we will know how to do the work of evangelism.
我们现在看马太福音的第九章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter
9. 马太第九章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在各会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。三十六节。
36.
他看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。三十七节。
37.
于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。”三十八节。
38.
所以你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他们的庄稼。这一段圣经在描写主耶稣的宣道工作。
This passage represents or talks about the evangelism of Christ Jesus.
我们仔细看主耶稣的宣道工作是从哪里来的。
So let us look at meticulously where does Jesus' work of evangelism begin?
是从三十六节的一句话。
It is from the phrase in verse 36.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
如果主耶稣对世界上的人没有怜悯的心，他可能不会做什么。
If Lord Jesus did not have compassion on the people, then he probably would not do anything.
圣经说他在天上，与神他本来就是神。
The Bible says that he is in heaven and he himself is God.
但是他怜悯人，所以他来到世界。
Because he had compassion on people, so he came to this world.
那当他成为一个人，他看到周围的人。主耶稣很同情他们。
So after he became a man, when he saw the people around him, he had compassion on them.
原因就是人没有得到福音，很可怜。
Because they had not received the truth in this gospel, and they were pitiful.
我们今天要做宣道工，从哪里开始？
So today, when we want to do the work of evangelism, where do we begin?
要求主赐给我们对人有这种怜悯、有爱的心。
We ask God to give us this.Compassionate heart.
这个是最重要的一个起点。
And this is a beginning point, starting point for us.
如果我们对人有怜悯的心，我们 看到人，我们就会找机会传福音。
If we have compassion on other people, then when we see people, we want to preach to them and bring them to Christ.
而且我们会尽量的啊，来带领人信主。
And we will try our best to bring other people to believe in the Lord.
因为我们怜悯他们。
Because we have compassion on them.
我们看啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章的第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5.
啊，第七节啊。
Verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章的第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7。
第七节，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。第八节。
Verse 8。
我们既是这样的爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。第九节
Verse 9,
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们啊，免得叫你们一个人受累啊。这个地方保罗在提到啊，他把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦。
Here talks about Paul's ministry in Thessalonica。
那在第一章里面呢，提到福音传到帖撒罗尼迦，那个时候有很大的逼迫。
At that time, when the gospel had been preached to Thessalonica, there had been great persecution.
所以不但信主人很辛苦，传的也很辛苦。
Not only those who believe have a hard time, but those who are preaching have a hard time.
因为有逼迫。
Because there was persecution.
那在这么辛苦当中，保罗很认真把福音传过去。
But in such a great tribulation, yet Paul was able to preach this gospel.
那我们常常问一个原因，为什么？
We asked why.
那在第二章第七节我们就看到
In chapter 2 verse 7 it says
他说我如同母亲在乳养自己的孩子
Where I like a mother caring for her little children
我爱你爱到不愿意不但愿意福音给你们连自己的命给你们也愿意
We love you so much that we're delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God but our lives as well
保罗是一个新约时代传福音最努力最有果效的一个门徒
And Paul is one of the most effectiveA gospel preacher in the New Testament.
他说我活着就是基督。
He says, I live, I am Christ.
基督怜悯众人那个心呢，在保罗的心里面活着。
And the compassion that Jesus has for people, it lives in Paul.
所以我们看保罗三次的传道旅程啊，每一次都被打，每一次都受逼迫。
And we see that three times Paul had his ministry. In his ministry, he had been persecuted and beaten.
如果以我们现在来讲，我们一定会找借口、找理由，哦，那个地方我不去。
And in today's society, we probably find excuses not to go.
哦，那个工作我不做。
And we are unwilling to do the work.
但是我们看保罗第一次的宣道旅途，是那些使徒被圣灵感动，做决定。
And we know that Paul's decision or ministry first time was actually act of the Holy Spirit, movement of the Holy Spirit.
那保罗的第二次跟第三次的宣道旅程是他自己做决定。
In his journey, second and third ministry journey was his own decision.
是圣灵感动他，他想要回去那里看看，帮助他们信仰进步，把福音再传开。
It is the Holy Spirit's movement that moved Paul to be able to preach the gospel throughout.
他知道。第二次去还会受苦，第三次去还会受苦，他还是去。
Even though he knew that he would be suffering, he would be persecuted, yes, he still went second and third time.
他有天父的心。
Because he has the heart of the Father.
像主耶稣怜悯众人。
He is like Jesus Christ who has compassion for his children.
今天我们要传福音，第一个要求神赐给我们这种怜悯众人的心。
So today, in order to evangelize, we need to have a heart of compassion.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来看见许多人就怜悯他们因为他们也如同羊没有牧人一般这里说主耶稣从船上起来
Here says that Jesus had come out of the boat
然后看见许多人
And he saw a large crowd
就怜悯他们
And he had compassion on them
那我们仔细看从三十一节开始
And let us look from verse 31.
他就说你们来同我们 暗暗的到旷野去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。32节。
Verse 32。
他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野去。33节。
33。
众人看见他们，有许多人认识他们，就从各城步行一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。啊，这个地方讲啊，第一个主耶稣啊，相当的劳累。
Here talks about how Jesus was very laborsome.
所以他打算呢去休息休息。
So he had planned to go take a rest.
那第二个主耶稣很忙，忙到连吃饭的时间都没有。
Second, Jesus was so busy to the point he had no time to eat.
但是当主耶稣看到这么多人
，Yet when Jesus saw so many people,
他就怜悯他们。
He had compassion on them.
那就开始工作啊，向他们传福音、讲道理、教训他们。
So then he started the work and he started preaching.
所以这个让我们想到，我们今天大家生活都很忙。
This tells us that although all of us are very busy with our lives,
大家的生活也都很辛苦。
And that we have very toilsome life.
压力也都很大。
And we probably have a lot of stress.
所以要叫我们拿出时间、拿出力量来传福音真的需要有一个父母的心。
So when for us to be able to evangelize and have compassion for other people, we need to have a heart of the Father.
无论我们多忙当我们小孩子有问题，我们总是要拨下时间，我要放下工作来照顾小孩子的需要。
No matter how busy we are, we need to take time and put aside our other things to take care of the needs of our children.
那这个父母的心在里面我们才有能够来做宣道的工作。
So if we have this heart, then we can come and do the work of evangelism.
好，那主耶稣怜悯他们到底是为什么？
So why did Jesus have compassion for them?
从圣经看起来，他们好像羊没有牧人。
From the Bible's perspective, they are like sheep without a shepherd.
当然，羊没有牧人这个是很危险的。
It's quite bad for sheep not to have shepherds.
一个就是豺狼会把他们吞吃。
One for one, the danger of the wolves coming and eat them up.
第二个是迷路，没有人把他找回。
Second, they become lost and they cannot find their way home.
第三个都没有草吃，也没有人引导他。
The third is that they do not have grass to eat because no one guides them, lead them.
羊是很软弱的，但是羊如果有牧人，这个羊就可以很健壮、很安稳。
Even though the sheep are very weak, yet with the shepherd, they can become strong and they have guidance.
那从主耶稣看来世界上的人就好像羊没有牧人。
So to Jesus, the people in the world is like sheep without shepherd.
这是很可怜的。
This is very pitiful.
因此主耶稣做三件事情。
So as a result, Jesus did three things.
第一件事情，开口教训他们许多的道理。
And it is that he began to teach them many things.
人会可怜主要是因为人不认识神。
People are pitiful because they do not know God.
好像一个小孩子不认识父亲。
Just as a child does not know his own father.
因此要让一个人得到福气这个人要回归向神。
So in order for someone to receive blessing, one has to return to God.
因此主耶稣第一件事情就是讲道理给他们听。
So the first thing Jesus said to them was that he preached to them.
当然这个道是神的道。
Of course, this teaching is God's truth.
借着这个道让人来认识神。
It is through these words that people can come to know God.
借着这个道使人能够来得领受神的恩典。
And through the words, people can receive God's grace and mercy.
那不认识道理就好像迷路一样。
And not knowing the words, it's like being lost.
好像我们开车出去，你不晓得去哪里。
Kind of like when you're driving, you do not know where you're going.
所以我们看世界上的人虽然物质很丰富，但是生活很忙，但是讲不出一个人到底在追求什么，讲不出来。
So if you look at this world, people have they're very toilsome, but they cannot find a real purpose to their life.
是很劳苦，但是讲不出到底他在追求什么。
They are toilsome, but they cannot talk of a reason or purpose of why they are toiling.
那从圣经看起来，这是迷失的。
And from the Bible's perspective, this is being lost.
没有目标，但是活得很忙。
They have no direction, yet they are busy.
没有目标，但是很劳苦。
There's no goal, but they are very toilsome.
那这样的人生到最后会变成虚空的。
And a life like this in the end will become meaningless.
那如果我们看我们的孩子是这样，我们会很同情我们的孩子。
If we see our children like this, then we will have compassion for them.
那天父在看我们世界上的是很可怜的。
And the Father look from heaven at the people in this world, and we are very pitiful people.
不认识神啊，已经走迷的。
That we do not know God and that we have become lost.
今天我们要引导人信主哦，最重要的目的不是医病，也不是赶鬼。
So today, when we want to lead other people to believe in Christ, is not miracles or cast out demons.
当一个人生活好好的时候，人会开始想我活着要做什么，开始寻找人生的意义，寻找人生的目标。
When one lives a happy life, one will probably not think about what I need to search for in life.
那个时候，我们发现只有一个人找到神才有答案。
And at that time, the person will probably find true answer in Christ Jesus.
所以主耶稣在这里说他怜悯众人，开口教训他们许多的道理。
So it says that Jesus began to teach them many things.
好，我们再看马太十四章十四节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 14.
马太十四章的十四节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 14.
所以说，耶稣出来，见有许多人，就怜悯他们，治好他们的病。
Verse 14. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
这里说主耶稣怜悯他们，治好他们的病。
Here says that Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sick.
所以主耶稣在世界上有好多人遇到疾病没有办法医来找他。
So when Jesus was on this earth, there are so many sick people and they have no people to heal them, so they came to Jesus.
有被鬼附着的。
There are people possessed with demons.
来找主耶稣，鬼赶出去了。
And when they came to Jesus, the demons were cast out.
有长大麻风的。
And people with skin disease, leprosy.
麻风得到医治。
And they were healed.
有血漏的。
And those people with blood loss.
得到医治。
And was healed.
有瞎眼的得到医治。
And the blind people received their sight.
因为主耶稣怜悯他们。
Because Jesus had compassion on them.
那今天我们常常看到很多人在这个世界上活得很痛苦，确实是需要神的恩典。
So today in this world, we see many people who are struggling in this world, and they truly need the grace of God.
有时候虽然痛苦没有办法马上过去，但认识的神有一个安慰，有一个力量，可以让我们来面对这个苦难。
Although perhaps they're suffering at the time, but because they know Jesus, they can temporarily receive comfort from the Lord and be able to overcome this suffering.
我们看到两个人在受苦，一个人信主，一个人不信主。我们跟他谈话，你发现两个心境完全都不一样。
We will discover that if you talk to two people, one a believer, the other one non-believer, and if you talk about when they're suffering, their perspectives are different.
一个信主的人在患难中有喜乐。
A believer will have joy even amidst suffering.
患难中有安慰。
Although they're suffering, they receive comfort.
在患难中有力量。
And they have strength in this.
那这个患难就不是这么可怕。
And the suffering doesn't seem that all that scary.
所以我们在周围有很多人在痛苦当中确实需要神。
And there are many people who are truly in the midst of suffering, and they do need God.
那主耶稣也怜悯他。
And Jesus had compassion on them.
但是就是要借着我们去传福音，让他认识耶稣，从主得到他的恩典。
But it needs to go through us to bring them to Christ Jesus so that they know God.
但是更重要的我们人活在这个世界上最重要的、最危险的病就是人的罪。
And what's most important is that we have sinned, and the sin is a sickness.
主耶稣说有病的才用得着医生。
Jesus says that those who are ill only those who are ill need doctors.
主耶稣是在一个税吏的家庭这样讲。
Jesus said this in a tax collector's home.
那个病就是人的罪。
And the sickness is people's sins.
没有办法解决罪的问题啊，我们人啊没有幸福可言。
If we cannot correct the problem of sin, then people will have no blessings.
我们看啊，路加福音第七章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
47节
Verse 47
所以我告诉你他许多的罪都赦免了因为他的爱多48节
Verse 48
于是对女人说你的罪赦免了我们再看50节
Let us look at 50
耶稣对女人说你的信救了你你平平安安去吧啊，这个有罪的女人来找主耶稣。
There's a sinful woman who came to Jesus.
啊，她的良心不平安。
Her conscience was bothered.、
啊、所以她站在耶稣的背后，一直哭，她眼泪沾湿了主耶稣的脚。
So she stood in the back of Jesus and she cried and for her sins.
啊，结果主耶稣赦免她的罪。
And she constantly kissed Jesus' feet.
告诉他，你平平安安回去吧。
Jesus forgave her sins and says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
罪得赦免，这个罪好像一个担子放下来，人的心就平安。
When sins are forgiven, it's like a burden has been lifted, and people receive peace in their hearts.
我们看到人很可怜的，不是有时候不真的不是物质上的，很可怜，就是他活在罪里面。
We see that many people are pitiful.It's because they live in sin.
好像啊，在醉酒用药啊，或者人常常啊发怒气啊，仇恨，这个都是在罪里面。
And those people who are prone to anger and who do drugs, who are drunkards, they are all living in sins.
那这种人没有平安，活在罪里面没有平安。
And they will not receive peace because they live in sin.
他们需要主的恩典。
They need the grace of God.
那这个主的恩典就是借着我们传福音给他们，带给他们。
And we bring God's grace to them through God's gospel.
所以肉体上来讲，可能我们周围每个人都很好。
Although physically we may all be healthy.
但是你如果从属灵的眼光来看，我们周围很多人生病很严重。
From a spiritual perspective, there are many people who are ill.
被罪捆绑。
They are bounded by sin.
他们需要主耶稣。
They need Christ Jesus.
他们需要得到平安。
They need to receive peace.
那借着我们传福音给他，他才能够得到这个平安。
And through us preaching to them, then they can receive this peace.
那主耶稣怜悯众人的第三件事情。
And the third point of Jesus having compassion on the people.
就是变饼给他们吃。
Is to change the bread.
我们看马可福音第六章。
To give them bread to eat. Mark chapter 6.
马可第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来见了许多人，就怜悯他们。
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them.
然后，36节。
Verse 36.
门徒对主耶稣说：“请叫众人散开，我们好四面的村子里去。”自己买什么来吃37节
Verse 37
耶稣回答说你们给他们吃吧我们看这个门徒对这一群在跟从主耶稣的人反应跟主耶稣不太一样
We could see that the apostles who were disciples who were following Jesus had a different reaction to those people just following Jesus
那主耶稣在这讲道讲到天晚了
So at that time, Jesus was preaching, so it became dark in the sky.
门徒说叫他们散开，他们好四面的村庄去自己买什么吃，自己照顾自己。
So the disciples suggested that the people can be dispersed because it's late and they could buy things for themselves to eat.
但是三十七节主耶稣说你们给他们吃吧。
But in verse 37, Jesus said, "You give them something to eat."
所以我们就看不太一样。
So we see that this is different.
那这个门徒会这样讲，也可能是出于说，我们没有办法做什么，这么多人。
And the disciples said this because they could not do anything. There were so many people.
但是后来主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
And later on, Jesus was able to give them food to eat.
主耶稣照顾他们生活的需要。
And Jesus gave them daily needs.
主耶稣也很怜悯他们肚子饿啊，就变饼给他们吃。
Jesus had compassion on them, so he had bread for them to eat.
主耶稣怜悯他们。
So Jesus had compassion for them.
今天我们有很多人为着生活真的很辛苦。
Today there are many people, they toil for their lives.
但是也不是说我们信主就不会辛苦。
It doesn't mean that when you believe in the Lord, then your life will not be toilsome.
我们信主有神的恩典。
When we believe in Christ, we have the grace of God.
所以我们尽我们的力量之后，我们不会忧虑。
So when we have tried our best, we will not worry.
但是信主的人没有神的恩典，尽了力量之后，还会明天忧虑，差别在这里。
But the difference of a non-believer is that even though they toil, but because they don't believe in the Lord, then they will still have worries and anxieties.
所以如果我们看到很多人为生活的忧虑压着担子喘不过气，应该要请他来找主耶稣。
So if we see there are people who are toilsome and they are burdened by their daily work, we should invite them.
讲我们的见证给他们听啊。
We should tell them of our testimonies.
我们为着生活劳苦担重担，你要来到主的面前，他要让你得安息。
And we have struggled and toiled for our work, and the Lord will lift your burden, give you rest.
你需要努力，但是你不需要忧虑。
You need to strive your best and work hard, but you do not need to worry.
你看主耶稣这里变饼给他们吃。
Here we says that it says that Jesus gave them bread to eat.
所以主耶稣的救恩不只是说来世去到天国而已。
So Jesus' salvation does not mean it's only limited to heavenly kingdom.
他是道成肉身住在我们中间，要把恩典啊带到每一个人每一个生活的细节都跟他有关系。
Another mercy, salvation is that he had come to this earth in flesh so that he can bring salvation and peace to everyone and to the detailed lives of everyone.
但是更重要，主耶稣啊，愿意让心灵饥饿的人得到满足。
But what's most important that Jesus wants to fill those who are spiritually in need.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let us look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。这里说，我就是生命之粮。
Here Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
如果你的生命缺乏耶稣，就是缺乏粮食，就是有饥饿。
If your life is without Jesus, then you are hungry.
但是如果我们的生命有耶稣，我们就不饿也不渴。
If our Lord has Lord Jesus, then we will not suffer from hunger.
心灵得到满足。
We will be filled in our hearts.
所以我们看到很多人活得很空虚，真的需要耶稣。
So many people, they lead a very meaningless life.
所以主耶稣怜悯众人，做三件事情。
So Jesus had compassion on the people, and he did three things.
讲道理给他们听。
He preached to them.
医他们的病。
He healed their sickness.
变饼给他们吃。
And he feed the five the people.
因为他怜悯众人。
Because he had compassion on them.
我们今天传福音啊，就是要有这种怜悯的心。
Today when we evangelize, we should have this heart of compassion.
那主耶稣今天还活在我们中间。
And Jesus still lives among us.
他的灵还一直在做工。
And his spirit still is working inside us.
所以他过去做的，他现在还在做。
What he did before, he still does right now.
好，我们再回到马太第九章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
马太第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。这里讲主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Here says Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
所以他福音可以传遍各地。
So that he could preach the gospel to everywhere.
所以我们看这个主耶稣不是一个高高在上的一个神啊，他真的也是人世间跟大家每一个很普通的人都能够在一起的一个人。
So Jesus was not just God who was above everyone else, yet he was able to come down in flesh, and he was able to be with everyone.
那今天主耶稣的福音就是要借着每一个信徒，把这个福音带到社会每一个角落、每一个层面。
So today, Jesus wants to use us, through us, bring this gospel to every part of the society.
你看我们每一个人职业都不一样。
And we have all different professions.
我们接触的对象都不一样。
And the, our audience are different.
那我们住的地方也不一样。
And we live in different locations.
那主耶稣要把福音传遍各城各乡，就是借着我们每一个人。
And Jesus wants to preach throughout all towns and villages through us.
所以如果我们能够把握机会来做宣道的工作。
So we, if we can take hold of this opportunity to do work evangelism,
那我们的福音很快会把我们教会这附近整个San Jose这个地区啊都能够传遍。
So then we are able to preach throughout San Jose.
这个是神对我们的一种托付。
This is a commission Jesus had given us.
那我们再看主耶稣是怎么样去传福音的。
So let us now look at how did Jesus preach gospel.
那今天我们要去传福音，应该怎么办
？So today when we preach the gospel, what do we do?
请看马可福音第二章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
从二十一节开始。
Let's start from verse 21.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二节。
22.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。这里讲一句非常重要的话，主耶稣是一个有权柄的人。
Here says something very important that Jesus is of man of authority.
马可第一章的二十二节这样说。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 22 says this.
那这个权柄才有主耶稣讲的道才有力量。
Because he had authority when he preached, he had power.
我们记得彼得是一个渔夫。
We remember that Peter was a fisherman.
他曾经软弱到否定耶稣三次。
He was weak to the point that he denied Jesus three times.
但是当他被圣灵充满。
Yet when he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他带有权柄。
He had power.
他一次证道，三千个人的心好像被刀割一样。
When he preached, 3,000 people's heart were pierced.
这个就是权柄。
This is authority.
能够改变人的心。
It is able to change the hearts of people.
这个就是主耶稣周游各城各乡所他所带去的。神的权柄。
So when Jesus was preaching, this is what he brought to every villages and towns.
今天我们做圣工要有神的权柄。
Today when we do God's work, we need to have the authority of God.
我们才有办法改变人。
Then we can change people.
因为人的心有各种不同的障碍。
Because there are many obstacles in people's hearts.
那这个权柄是从神的灵来的。
And this authority comes from the Spirit of God.
我们常常看到神在动工的时候，传福音很简单。
And we see that when God is moving, the preaching is easier.
你讲讲，他就信了，简单到你不敢相信。
And when you whatever you say, the person will believe. It's as easy as this.
因为神的权柄同在。
Because there's abundance of God's authority, power.
这个是我们要追求的。
And this is something we need to pursue after.
那到了第一章，我们再看马可第一章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 1.
我们看二十七节。
Verse 27.
众人就惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是什么新的道理啊？”他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，乌鬼也听从他。主耶稣有权柄。
Jesus had
乌鬼，乌鬼也出来。
Jesus had authority, and even the evil spirits come out and obey him.
但是因为主耶稣这个权柄是世界上没有一个人有了。
Yet Jesus' authority is not owned by any other people on this earth.
所以他出来传道理很快，他的名声就传遍加利利。
So he was able to preach this gospel very quickly and spread throughout the whole region of Galilee.
所以今天我们教会到底靠什么？
So what do we rely on today in our church?
好像当时主耶稣到底靠什么？
So at that, so we ask the same thing. What did Jesus rely on?
他没有外在的条件。
He did not have any exterior qualifications.
他没有世人所看重的。
He did not have any standards which people looked upon.
但是他具有要拓展神的国所必备的条件，神的权柄。
Yet he has the authority of God, which is a prerequisite for spreading the gospel.
我们真教会就是主的身体。
And the true church is the body of Christ.
对，我们所依靠也是神的权柄。
It is something we rely on. It is the power of God.
那到了第一章的二十九节。
And let us look at 29, verse 29.
主耶稣到了彼得的岳母的家。
Jesus went to the mother-in-law of Peter.
那他岳母正在生病。
And the mother-in-law was in bed.
耶稣拉着手扶起她来，她就好了。
He held her up, and then the fever left her.
这个也是权柄。
And this is power as well.
所以我们看主耶稣出来传道，讲道有权柄，赶鬼有权柄，医病有权柄，一下道理就传开。
And when Jesus came to preach, he had authority to cast out demon, to preach, and to heal sickness.
所以我们在灵恩布道会之前，我们除了要努力工作，要求神与我们同在，他的能力充满在我们教会里面。
So before the spiritual convocation, we need to ask God for His guidance, and we need to ask for His Spirit to abide with us to fill this church.
让每一个来到他面前的人能够体会到他的能力，那要信主就很简单。
So that everyone can come to experience His power, so it's easy for those people to come to believe.